believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of this generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of many people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great. And he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Thank you. Thank you that you died for us. Thank you. You became sin for us. Just want to pray for those here today who need to let go of something so that they can take hold more of this new life, this fullness of life that is ours in Christ because of what he has done on the cross. So if today we're hanging on to things and it's stopping us from taking hold of what we have in Christ, what God wants to give us, through this amazing thing that we're celebrating today. I pray for us that we just let it go now. Just let it go. Lay it down. Give it up so that we can take hold of this new life in Christ. We let go of fear today and we take hold of life, fullness of life in Christ. We let go of anxiety so we can take hold of the peace that comes from knowing that Christ is Lord. Over us and in us. Let it go. We come to you with those empty but open hands, Lord, that we can receive.